Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In today's show, Bitcoin's $50,000 resistance to become support in quarter four, according to Bloomberg Commodity Strategist. In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest highlights from this new Bloomberg Crypto Outlook report. We view the $40,000 mark as similar to crypto's $10,000 launch pad from quarter four 2020. Parallels are visible, but about 4x higher. The 2021 average price is $44,500, and adoption and demand are on the rise versus diminishing supply. Now check this out. Returns over the last 10 years, Bitcoin is up a whopping 1.15 million percent, while gold is only up 1%. In today's show, I'll also be breaking down the latest bullish updates from Nayib Bukele, the president of El Salvador. And as Max Kaiser shares here, breaking through to the new all-time high naturally triggers my interim target of 77,000. Why quibble? 220,000 in 2021 still in play. Also in today's show, we'll be discussing if the whales are front-running the approval of a Bitcoin futures ETF. As Pompliano shares here, if the Bitcoin ETF approval happens in quarter four, things are going to get insane. And Eric Balchunas, who is the senior ETF analyst at Bloomberg, responded, while we're confident Bitcoin futures ETFs will be approved very soon, like within 2 weeks, we less confident that there'll be a huge hit like the physically backed ETF would be. Big step though, nonetheless. Also in today's episode, billionaire reveals his huge Bitcoin bet and predicts that the Bitcoin price will climb as it replaces gold, and predicts that Bitcoin would climb as high as $200,000 per BTC one day, and a price that would give Bitcoin a market cap of around $4 trillion. Also in today's show, Real Vision's Raoul Pau says crypto will spark the largest generation of wealth in the shortest period of time. He was recently interviewed and goes on to share, I think a roughly fair value to fit in with the other asset classes is $200 trillion. So it's 100x. We've never had an asset do 100x of that kind of magnitude in all recorded history. I'll be breaking this down for you. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ethereum, and most major altcoins are currently breaking out and in the green. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more, in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. Now let's talk about crypto IRAs. Today's show is brought to you by iTrust Capital, the world's largest crypto IRA platform with over $2 billion in transactions. Basically, if you want to trade cryptocurrency tax-free, you can do so right here with iTrust Capital. They're a partner of the channel, and I highly recommend using their platform. With iTrust, not only can you buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency tax-free, but also precious metals such as gold and silver in your IRA as well. So you can literally trade 24/7. There's no hidden fees, and everything is very transparent. You can trade Bitcoin, Ethereum, Polkadot, Chainlink, Cardano, as well as many other top cryptos. And the thing that I really like is the fact they have institutional custody by Coinbase, the world's largest institutional cold storage provider, backed by a $320 million insurance policy. So you can have peace of mind knowing your digital assets are backed, safe, and secure. To check it out, visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net and get your first month absolutely free. So what are you waiting for? Visit itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net and let's start stacking them stats tax-free. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Holla at your boy in the live chat. Bitcoin's meteoric rise above 55,000 is likely to continue well into the fourth quarter as the psychological resistance flips to support during the next leg of the bull market, according to Bloomberg senior commodity strategist Mike McGlone. On Tuesday, McGlone circulated the October 2021 edition of the Bloomberg Galaxy Crypto Index, which provided an overview of where digital assets could be headed for the rest of the year. And in the report, McGlone speculated that Bitcoin's $50,000 resistance, a level that has proven impenetrable since the May dump, was about to flip support. Bitcoin's $50,000 resistance point since May appears ripe to become the crypto's support value in quarter four. We view the $40,000 mark as similar to crypto's $10,000 launch pad from quarter four 2020. Parallels are visible from about 4x higher. The 2021 average price is $44,500, and adoption and demand are on the rise versus diminishing supply. high. Now, the Bitcoin price surpassed 55,000 yesterday on Wednesday as a confluence of technical, fundamental, and sentiment factors pushed the crypto to multi-month highs. And as Cointelegraph reported, Bitcoin is increasingly decoupling from the broader macro environment. A case in point is that Bitcoin's 9% rise on Wednesday came as the Dow Jones plunged over 200 points and the U.S. dollar rose 0.4% against a basket of competing currencies. Now, Baglone's report indicated that Bitcoin remains at a discount when compared with the traditional stock market indexes like the NASDAQ, quoting him here. Rising equities should keep high beta Bitcoin buoyant, but if the stock market drops, more stimulus would solidify underpinnings for the digital reserve asset. The report also had positive things to say about Ethereum amid the widespread adoption of decentralized exchanges, better known as DeFi, and non-fungible tokens, better known as NFTs. Regarding the Ether price, Maglone has set a target of $5,000, arguing that the path of least resistance is higher. Let me know if you agree with Mike Maglone that a $50,000 Bitcoin price is the new 10K, and let me know your thoughts on his $5,000 Ethereum price prediction. And to download this entire report, I'll include it in the show notes below the video in the description for you to check it out and read it for yourself. Now check out these stats. Returns over the last 10 years, Bitcoin is up a whopping 1.15 million percent. Tesla up 14,000%, Netflix up 3,400%, Apple up 1,100%, Google up 952%, while gold is only up 1%. And Peter Schiff's son, Spencer Schiff, wrote, "To be fair to the gold bugs, at least it still has a plus sign in front." Hilarious, right? And checking out the latest from Nayib Bukele, he responded to this tweet from Bitcoin Magazine. "Everyone in El Salvador who held their Shivo Bitcoin bonus is now up 10%. And he responded, "At least 10%. Depends on when they installed. For some, it has gone up 20%. Good lesson in the Bitcoin starter pack." Actually, for the people that onboarded Shivo Wallet on September 21st, the value of their Bitcoin has gone up 35% in just 15 days, millions experiencing deflation in real time. And he also shares, "Since yesterday, Salvadorans are inserting more cash to buy Bitcoin than what they were withdrawing from the Shivo Wallet ATMs. And if we add remittances, almost $2 million per day, the incoming US dollar quadruples the outflow. This is very surprising so early in the game." So there you have it. Let's go mass Bitcoin adoption. And as Max shares here, his interim target of 77,000 is in play once we surpass that all-time high, which is currently sitting at around 65,000. And he also shares that 220,000 in 2021 is still in play. And this is dedicated to all the bears getting crushed. Now, before I break down our next story of the day and we discuss, are the whales front-running the approval of a Bitcoin futures ETF, as well as billionaire reveals his huge Bitcoin bet and predicts the Bitcoin price will climb as it replaces gold, as well as Real Vision's Raul Pal says crypto will spark the largest generation of wealth in the shortest period of time. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. I love to see it. The entire crypto market is back in the green, with Bitcoin up 3% for the day, trading just above 54,100. We have Ethereum up almost 4%, trading just under $3,600. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. A surge in Bitcoin prices today may be in response to an increased speculation that an exchange-traded product could finally be approved in the coming weeks. Bitcoin prices are up 7% over the past 24 hours and have surged a whopping 32%. Over the past week, according to CoinGecko, this bullish price action for Bitcoin only may be a form of front-running by big bag holders in anticipation of a futures exchange-traded fund, better known as an ETF, approved by the United States Securities and Exchange Commission. On Thursday, Bloomberg senior analyst Eric Valchunas responded to an exclamation from founder and partner at Morgan Creek Digital, Anthony Pompliano, stating things are going to get insane if an ETF is approved in Q4. Valchunas reaffirmed he was 75% certain approval was imminent, as I shared with you in the intro of the show. "While we are confident Bitcoin futures ETFs will be approved very soon, like within 2 weeks, we are less confident they will be a huge hit, like a physically backed ETF would be. Big step, though, nonetheless." And given comments made by the SEC chairman, Gary Gensler, a futures product is likely to be approved first, which would allow institutional investors to gain exposure to BTC and bet on its future price without actually holding any. Now, Balchunas stated that he doesn't think that a physically backed ETF would be approved anytime soon, but said it would eventually at some point. Physical will happen. Timing just so unclear, though. Anyone's guess probably months or years. So there you have it. And for prominent analyst Alex Krueger, he also cited the ETF approval hype as being a driver of the Bitcoin price action at the moment. Checking out his tweets right here in response to Eric Balchunas, run it up turbo and disappoint. This makes me think of July 2018 when crypto went on a manic run higher driven by misplaced ETF expectations. And he also shares, this is what crypto markets are trading now. The dominant narrative is a Bitcoin ETF. Disappoint or not, can worry about that later. Say 50% of the market participants believe an ETF will pass in quarter 4 2021 and 50% believes it won't. The former 50% suffices to send the market roaring. By the time the SEC makes the announcement, an ETF would be halfway priced in. Positive news would then still be a buy at market event. And before I break down our next story of the day, billionaire reveals his huge Bitcoin bet and predicts the Bitcoin price will climb as it replaces gold, as well as Real Vision CEO Raoul Powell says crypto will spark the largest generation of wealth in the shortest period of time. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just under $2.3 trillion with $145 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. And the current Bitcoin dominance is 44.4%, with the Ether dominance at 18.3%. And checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have Shiba leading the pack, up 56% for the day and 390% for the week. We have Phantom up 37%, trading at $1.82, and Arweave up 22%, trading at $60.40. Now, which altcoins are you currently most bullish on? Let me know in the comments right down below. And now checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 76 in extreme greed. Yesterday was a 68, last week a 20, and last month a 79 in extreme greed. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That can be a great buying opportunity, aka BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. All right, now let's break down our next breaking story of the day with this man right here, Shamath P, Bitcoin billionaire. It's very hard for me sitting here to give you a Bitcoin price prediction, says Shamath P, who founded venture capital company Social Capital in 2011 and has recently become known as the Spock King for his support for the alternative investment vehicles, told CNBC this week. But I can pretty confidently say that Bitcoin, I think, has effectively replaced gold and it will continue to do so. And so that market cap is just going to grow. While Shamath P likes other cryptocurrencies, including the buzzy upstart Solana, he said his crypto holdings are mostly limited to Bitcoin. Quoting him here, I haven't put a lot of money outside of Bitcoin. Obviously, he said, you know, tens of millions, hundreds of millions, like small capital right now, it can get very big. But irrespective of what I do, I will say we all need to pay attention to it because I think the implications are enormous. Shamath P had previously predicted Bitcoin climb as high as $200,000 per Bitcoin one day, a price that would give Bitcoin a market cap of around $4 trillion. When do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to surpass $200,000 per BTC? Let me know in the comments. Bitcoin, which at this time last year was trading at just under $10,000, has soared over the last year, adding over 300% and causing the wider crypto market to explode in value. The Bitcoin price has risen as investors increasingly name Bitcoin as a hedge against inflation and predict it will serve as a digital alternative to gold. Meanwhile, Bitcoin and cryptos are facing a regulatory backlash, with China cracking down heavily on crypto trading and the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission Chairman Gary Gensler promising to ramp up scrutiny of the crypto market. Wall Street legend Ray Dalio has warned governments and regulators will eventually try to kill Bitcoin if it continues to grow. But as we all know, that's nothing more than FUD, because you cannot kill Bitcoin. The more you attack it, the stronger the Bitcoin network becomes. I think Bitcoin is very hard to kill, added Shamath P. So technically, it's very difficult. Just the way that it's architected, it is the most profound iteration of the internet that we've ever seen. That's right. And before I break down our final story of the day, Real Vision CEO Raoul Powell says crypto will spark the largest generation of wealth in the shortest period of time. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 940 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also, have a blog I update daily, which could be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also, be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to help me get to 50,000 subs. And of course, you can follow me on all the major podcasts and platforms, from Spotify, the home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play. You can also follow me on crypto Twitter. My Twitter handle is crypto news. Yes, and of course you can follow me on TikTok, Telegram, and Facebook, so be sure to follow me there. All right, now let's break down our final story of the day. Real Vision CEO and macro guru Raul Powell thinks crypto's overall market cap still has a gigantic amount of room to grow. Powell says in a new interview with Anthony Pompliano that the crypto market is growing at a faster rate than the internet did, quoting him here from the interview. I just got a chart of adoption of the internet and crypto matches it beautifully, except the internet was growing 63% a year when it had 150 million users, which crypto now has. So it was growing at 63% a year and crypto is growing at 113%. So this is double the adoption rate of the fastest adoption of technology in all recorded history. We've never seen anything like this. Extrapolate the math. You get 1 billion people by 2024. So this is going to happen really, really fast. By the end of the decade, you're probably at 3.5 to 4 billion people. So most of the world, the global crypto market cap is 2.31 trillion at the time of this recording. Powell notes that most of the major asset classes, including equities, bonds, and real estate, sit within the $150 to $300 trillion range. And the former Goldman Sachs executive thinks that the crypto market cap will surge by 100x to match those other sectors. As he shares here, I think a roughly fair value to fit in with the other asset classes is $200 trillion. So it's 100x. We've never had an asset do 100x of that kind of magnitude in all recorded history. We've never seen it before. None of us have lived through this. So this is, I think, going to be the largest generation of wealth that the world has seen in the shortest period of time. So there you have it. What are your thoughts surrounding the crypto market cap 100x in? And where do you feel that will likely take the Bitcoin price? Also like to point out at today's value of roughly 55,000 per BTC, if the Bitcoin price itself were to 100x in value from here, that would make each Bitcoin worth approximately $5.5 million per BTC. And now for a quick recap, what I cover with you here in today's show, Bitcoin's 50,000 resistance to become support in quarter four, according to Bloomberg commodity strategist Mike McGlone, as he reveals in this new Bloomberg Crypto Outlook. Also in today's show, we discuss, are the whales front running the approval of a Bitcoin futures ETF? As Bloomberg senior analyst Eric Balchunas says, there is a 75% chance that the SEC will approve a Bitcoin futures ETF this month. Also in today's show, we discuss billionaire Shamath P reveals his huge Bitcoin bet and predicts that the Bitcoin price will continue to climb as it replaces gold. Also in today's show, we discuss the Real Vision CEO Raul Powell says crypto will spark the largest generation of wealth in the shortest period of time, sending the crypto market 100x. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. I appreciate the super chat contributions from yesterday's episode coming from No Money G, Bring Facts, and Nico. Much love. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode, Pokemon wrote, "Hi JV, enjoyed your show, full of information and intelligent insights. Congrats on 2 years. Time goes by quick when you're making money. I bought a little bag of Shiba and it paid out handsomely. Just sold some to get my stake money out of this Ishcoin and now playing with the house's money. That's how I like to roll. My prediction is around $100,000 by the end of October, beginning of December. This baby is preparing for liftoff and I have my ticket." And I responded, "God bless fam. I appreciate your continued support. One love." The next featured comment comes from Paul Victor, who wrote, "JV bro, I love your show, man. Your daily content is world class. Bitcoin set for $100,000 and you guide us all the way, man. Your show will create generational wealth if people listen to what you present them with. Bitcoin will be our best December Christmas gift. Stay blessed, dude, to infinity and beyond." And my response, "Thanks so much, Paul. Greatly appreciate your continued support, fam. Yes, indeed. Q4 gonna be one hell of a ride. Let's go." And the third and final featured comment comes from Katie Lux, who wrote, "Thanks as always for the best crypto news on the planet Earth. Rocktober, Uptober, Pumptober, October is showing its true colors and there's no turning back. Let's freaking go. Love and peace. JV, everyone happy, everyone smash. That like button smashed it hard for you. JV fam." My response, Katie drops the best comments ever. Yes, indeed, this month started out with a bang and we're just getting warmed up. Happy $55,000 Bitcoin. Exciting times, fam. One love. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below. Now let's talk about crypto IRAs. Today's show is brought to you by iTrust Capital, the world's largest crypto IRA platform with over $2 billion in transactions. Basically, if you want to trade cryptocurrency tax-free, you can do so right here with iTrust Capital. They're a partner of the channel and I highly recommend using their platform. With iTrust, not only can you buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency tax-free, but also precious metals such as gold and silver in your IRA as well. So you can literally trade 24/7. There's no hidden fees and everything is very transparent. You can trade Bitcoin, Ethereum, Polkadot, Chainlink, Cardano, as well as many other top cryptos, and the thing that I really like is the fact they have institutional custody by Coinbase, the world's largest institutional cold storage provider, backed by a $320 million insurance policy, so you can have peace of mind knowing your digital assets are backed, safe, and secure. To check it out, visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net and get your first month absolutely free. So what are you waiting for? Visit itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net and let's start stacking them stats tax-free.